USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says she has instructed the Judiciary Committee to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona reacts to that news on Fox News.
If this really is an exigent circumstance, as she alleges just now, why did we take all of August off, 5 weeks, another week off in September, almost 2 weeks in October, another 10 days in November, with no action on impeachment or investigation?
Parts of President Trump's border wall are being built in Texas. Work is underway on an 8-mile stretch of the border wall near McAllen, Texas. A Border Patrol official told CBS News about 80 to 90 miles of the border wall will be constructed at the southern border with Mexico over the next year and a half. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk, and her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Tennessee is scheduled to execute a death row inmate Thursday night. Lee Hall will be electrocuted at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. Hall was sentenced to death by Hamilton County jury for the 1991 murder of his ex-girlfriend. He threw gas on her and set her on fire, burning 95% of her body before she died a day later. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on an E. coli outbreak linked to California romaine lettuce.
Federal health authorities are now linking lettuce tainted with E. coli bacteria to more than 100 illnesses in 23 states. The FDA says the new number more than doubles the magnitude of an ongoing E. coli outbreak connected to romaine lettuce grown in California's Salinas Valley. The agency is telling people to check the label on lettuce they buy and to throw it out if it's from Salinas.
No grower, supplier, distributor, or brand has been specifically identified in the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he will not testify in impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
No, I'm not going to let them take their eye off the ball. The president is the one who has committed impeachable crimes, and I'm not going to let him divert from that. I'm not going to let anybody divert from that. And like you heard me say a lot of times, if he's worried about corruption, I'd release 21 years of my tax returns. Let him release some of his.
Republicans and the president have expressed their desire for Biden and his son Hunter to testify in a possible Senate hearing in the impeachment proceedings against the president. For the first time in the United States, a heart from a deceased donor was successfully revived and transplanted to a patient in need. On Sunday, Duke University doctors revived a heart from a deceased donor using an artificial circulatory mechanism. Once beating, the heart was successfully transplanted into the patient, a military veteran in his 60s. Dr. Tara Narula is a cardiologist at Lenox Hill Hospital. She's also a CBS News contributor. She says this is a game changer.
Well, this is really good news.
Game changer, right?
Exactly. So you can imagine waiting for months and waiting and waiting and then potentially never getting a heart. Many people pass away while they're waiting. And so the surgeon who performed this yesterday said this has the potential to increase the donor pool by about 30%.
Week 14 of the NFL season gets underway with the Chicago Bears hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.